Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The State Department of Public Health is reporting 529 cases of H1N1 swine flu virus in Massachusetts right now, mostly among young children and teenagers. The outbreak has caused numerous school closures. In Boston, 5 public schools are closed today because of the outbreak, but in many other communities, schools remain open despite some confirmed swine flu cases. The State Department of Public Health recommends that students with swine flu stay home for 7 days, but has not ordered schools to close if cases surface. The closure decision is left to superintendents and other school officials. The town of Shrewsbury has 6 confirmed H1N1 cases, but its schools are still operating. In a minute, we'll hear why from school superintendent Anthony Bent. But first, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, who heads the Boston Public Health Commission, tells us what her directive is in Boston regarding the school decision to close or remain open.
There's no hard and fast number that we're using, nor is there just one criteria that we use. We really evaluate the situation at each school. One thing that we're tracking on a daily basis is absenteeism. But what we're particularly paying attention to is very rapid increases in the number of students that are out. So we'll look over a period of a couple of days. We'll also look at how many visits is a school nurse having on a daily basis, and are the chief complaints influenza-like illness? And if we're seeing 20, 30, 40 students coming in each day over multiple days, we're going to pay particular attention to what might be happening in that school. We'll also speak with the principal and the staff there to find out what the impact of increased absenteeism is on the ability of the school to function.
Superintendent Bent, last week there were 6 cases of swine flu at your schools. You decided to remain open. Tell us about that decision.
It really wasn't a terribly complicated decision-making process because our attendance remains very, very high. We normally in Shrewsbury and all of our schools run 95 to 98% attendance every day. And now we're in the mid-range, 94, 95% in all of the schools. So we don't have a real significant downward trend, and we don't even have any valleys in the attendance during the course of the last month, and I've been tracking this every day since the 1st of May.
What would be the threshold? What rate of absenteeism might cause you to declare a health emergency and close schools in Shrewsbury?
There isn't a magic number, but it is something that we're monitoring, and quite frankly, we haven't gotten close to that, so it hasn't been part of our considerations at the moment.
Superintendent Bent, what are you doing to communicate with families to let them know who's making decisions about whether schools are open, whether they're closed?
I've communicated several times through our listserv that would reach probably 6,000 computers, letting them know our status, frankly, that we have 1 case at an elementary school and 5 at the high school, and that they all have either been excluded or are being excluded for the full 7 days from the onset of symptoms.
Dr. Ferrer, what are you telling Boston schools about how to draw the line between informing parents and alarming them?
Obviously, what we want to do is be very cautious about not heightening people's fears. On the other hand, we want to communicate accurate information. One reason for notifying parents when there's a lot of flu-like activity in their building is there are certain groups of people in our communities that may, in fact, need to talk with their provider if they're coming in contact with people who have a confirmed or suspect case of H1 influenza, what we commonly call swine flu. And that's because they may need to take some antiviral medication before they even get ill to protect themselves. The second reason, I think, for communicating frequently with families as well as with people in the community is there are ways to prevent transmission. You know, the most important being for people who are sick to stay home and stay home for 7 days.
And what are you hearing from parents who've had their kids home for a week from the schools that have been closed in Boston? Have they been pleased that that decision has been made to close the schools, or are they a little upset over the fact that their work plans or other plans may have been disrupted by the fact the kids are home?
I've actually heard no complaints, although I am sure it is very disruptive to the lives of parents and families.
We've had a similar experience in Shrewsbury. By and large, the parents have been terrific.
I take it you've both been getting guidance from the State Department of Public Health, State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been receiving necessary guidance from those departments, Superintendent Bent?
Yes, we've received frequent emails Commissioner Chester and his folks have been very communicative with the field.
You concur, Dr. Ferrer?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had a tremendous amount of support and assistance.
Just the same, you're both independently making decisions about whether schools should remain open or should they be closed. Would you prefer a standard? In other words, if X amount of number of kids are absent, we close. If X amount number of kids go to the school nurse, we definitely close, as opposed to making that decision based on what you're seeing and not necessarily reacting to a firm number.
I appreciate the flexibility, quite frankly, because I think it can vary substantially from community to community based upon the circumstances that they face.
I totally concur with the superintendent. I think what has been very supportive is the guidance is very clear about what factors you should consider before you decide to close a school.
Dr. Ferrer, Superintendent Bent, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and good luck as the flu season goes on.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer is the executive director of the Boston Public Health Commission. Anthony Bent is the school superintendent in the town of Shrewsbury.